We're on the bottom of Samas Beis Hamid Beis. Tanya Achirim Omrim Higdi Mulim La'Reilim Kosher A'Reilim L'Mulim Kosher. You shechted the animal and you said, I am shechting this L'Mulim U'La'Reilim. So then it's kosher. But if you said the opposite, I'm shechting it for A'Reilim and Mulim, then it's possible. Maishno Mulim A'Reilim the Kosher the Kula Orlevim. What's the difference if you said Mulim first and then A'Reilim? It's kosher because in order to be possible, it has to be for all A'Reilim. Have we learned that from Pasuk? A'Reilim the Mulim Nami Kula Orlevim Avalek. L'chara, what difference make what you said first? L'maish, if you said both, so you're not shechting it only for A'Reilim, you're shechting it for Mulim and A'Reilim. So why shouldn't it be kosher? Where it says, Lema Kesavri, Achirim. This Bray says, Achirim, which is Reb Meir. Let's say that Reb Meir holds, Eino L'shchita Ela B'sof. That the reason that Reb Meir holds, it makes a difference. What you said is because he holds that Eino L'shchita Ela B'sof. Okay, the Rava. In 1 second, we'll explain this. Toma Rava, Adayin Himach Lokas. Right? And therefore, like Rava, who said that the machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rav Meir still stands. We'll see, there's a long Rashi here, and we'll let Rashi explain what's going on. Let's see, Rashi. Could the Rava terakamet the terakbeis disvachit? Adayin hi machlokas, gabi tafas lashon rishon. We had before this machlokas, whether you go after what a person first said, if he says two contradictory things. So do you go after the first thing that he said, or you consider everything he said? So Reb Meir and Reb Yossi argue. Ba'omer hareze tmuras ola tmuras shlomi. Person brought a carbon. Designated an animal that it should be a substitute for an ola and a shlomi. It can't be an ola and a shlomi together. So, Harezu Tmuras Ola Divra Meir. The Meir says we go after the first thing he said. And the second thing is bottle. The Tafas Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dvarav Kayomim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we look at everything and we make it be Kayim in the way that it can. And therefore, Da'af Bigmar Dvarav on Nisbas. And therefore, what we do is we say the animal is Kodesh for its value, for a Shlomim and an Ola, and you sell it. And half for half the value bring an ola, and half the value bring a shlomi. The iboyelahu omar chetzi ola vechetzi shlomi. Mi modabar a meir olo. Right? Then the Gemara has a shaila. If according to a meir, you said half of it should be an ola and half a shlomi. So he didn't contradict himself. He basically, what's it called, said clearly, I want it to be both. He didn't say a full ola and a full shlomim. And it can't be a full ola and a full shlomim l'maisa. So therefore we go after the first thing he said. What if he would say specifically, I want half to be an ola and half a shlomim? Then does Reb Meir, what's it called, agree or not? Mi amrin and time of the Reb Meir mishum de nimlachu. Do we say the reason Reb Meir says you go after the first thing he says, because we assume that if he said one thing and then he contradicted himself, that he wants to call Hishemi Charata. And you can't have Charata. Once you made it an Ola, you can't make it a Shlomim. You can't change your mind. The Kivin to call Shem Ola, Sulo Paka. Avaki Omer Chatzoyim, like a Lemimer Hachi. But when he said the Thayrus, I want half to be an Ola and half to be a Shlomim, there, we don't say that he's changing his mind. This is what he wanted from the beginning. So maybe both things are Chal halfway. Oh, Dilma. Kivin the Pash to be Kedushas Ola Bereisha Sulo Chayla Kedushas Shlomo. Maybe not. Maybe since he said, if he would have just said, I want half this animal to be an Ola, the halacha is Pash to Kedusha Bekula. You can't have a half an animal an Ola. And since Lamaisi you made half of it an Ola, the Kedusha spreads to the rest. And now it's impossible to make the other half a Shlomo, because the whole thing is an Ola now. But Amar Abaya, the whole body mother of Meir. And Abaya said, Reb Meir agrees in this case. Reb Meir only said his din where you said two contradictory things. But if you said half and half, then both things are chal. Rava Omar Adayin Hi Machlokas. Rava says it's same Machlokas. And the Svara is that once you said half an ola, the whole thing becomes an ola. And then you can't, then the shlomim is irrelevant. You always go after the first thing he said. What? For Ostei Rava, don't, what's it called? It's even talking a deeper, but Hektish talking a deeper is Lamka deeper. It's one of the exceptions to the rule. For Ostei Rava, Labaya, right, that's one of the exceptions, Teresh Gemara. That excludes me, Hektish, that it's not talking a deeper, Kadibra. It doesn't make a difference what you say. For Ostei Rava, Labaya, Meashochit, Sazevach, Lecho, Kazayas, Bachot, Kazayas, Lamacher. And the Rava asked Labaya, that in the case where you shechted a carbon to eat kezias outside the place where you're allowed to eat it, and a kezias outside the time limit. Now kezias, you shechted it amenas to eat a kezias outside the time, that's chayiv koris. If you shechted it with a kavana to eat it outside the place, that's only pasul, but it's not chayiv koris. No, if you actually eat it, you're not chayiv koris. The Kapolik Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanan, the Amar Kurd Neir Tafis Lashon Rishon. Right? That you go after the first thing he said, and since the first thing he said was Bachutz, so the Psul came before the Chorus, and therefore it's possible. Right? You had Kavanah to Shecht it, and you had Kavanah one Kazayas you're going to eat Chutzlim Kalmo, and the other Kazayas Chutzlim Zmano. So the Maisa. If you hold Tophus Lashon Rishon, the carbon's pasul, but you're not chayiv koris. The Kamer Zehaklau, Kosher Machsheves Man, Kodmel Machsheves Makom, Pigul, the chayiv not koris. If you first thought about this man, so you made it already Pigul, and then you thought about Machsheves Makom, it's Pigul, and you're chayiv koris, you go after the first thing you said. Right? Lo shno b'avoda achas, lo shno b'shtei avodas. Doesn't make a difference if it was one avoda and two avodas. You shechted it, chutzlis mano, and then you were zolik the dam, chutzlim komo. It's chayiv kardis, pigul. Shechishim b'avoda shniya machsheves psul, bosom machsheves pigul. Lo mifkale midei pig, miyad pigul. Doesn't take away from the pigul. Since the pigul was chal, it doesn't go away. The toughest lashon rishon. You look at all the things, and therefore all the machshavas are chal. And the only time that something is pigul in chayiv kares, if that's the only psul it has. But if there's another psul besides it, it cancels out the kares. And therefore, even if it's in one avoda, and you had kavana for chutzlim lizmano and chutzlim komo, even if the chutzlim komo was second, right? And v'anan bo'inan de lo lahavid b'psul achrina. In order to be chayiv kares, it has to be that the korban, aside from the psul of pigul, doesn't have any other psul. The hartzok sibe, alma man de islay tapas lashon rishon, afil le chatzoynista. You see from here that even if you hold tapas lashon rishon, even if you did two separate things, a kazayas and a kazayas, right? Well, you could split them up. Still, we say you go after the first lashon. The hazay say tuva yesh b'zevah. The lad is asim, each one separate. Upalev Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda argues, v'amar le abaya misavas enu l'shchit ela v'sov. The chada machshava hi yesh no l'shchit a mitchila v'yadsov. The Abaya said no. It's no raya from there. Because over there, it's not two machshavas at the same time. It's like two avodas. I agree with you, in two avodas is possible. You had a full machshav in this avoda, and a different machshav in a different avoda. Shchita is like two avodas. Because the shchita, yeshno the shchita, mitchila the atzof, the machlok is like this. What's the matter of shchita? What's the when shchita, both by a korban and by a regular shchita? Does the shchita start when you start to shecht? And it continues on. The matter of shechita is an ongoing thing. So the whole time that you're shechting, right, you're being osik in an avoda. And therefore, if I have a machshav in the beginning of the shechita, that's one thing. A machshav in the end of the shechita, it's a second thing. It's two separate things. Or no. The shechita takes effect at the last second. So when you shecht that last little bit, that is the shechita. Everything until then is just a preparation. But the shechita is that you shechted everything, and that last thing makes it the shechita. So then all the machshavas have to take place at that last second. So then it's not a machshava in one thing and a machshava in another thing. It's two machshavas in the same thing. That's the difference. And therefore you could have two machshavas in the same shechita. I shechted the first simen l'shem chutz l'zmano, and the second one chutz l'mkomo. And that's two separate things. You don't say tafas l'shem rishon. It's two separate lashonos. I did part of the shechita for chutz l'zmano and part of the shechita of chutz l'mkomo, and that's why we don't say tafas l'shem rishon. Both of them can be chal, and since both are chal, it's not possible. It's not chayv kores. Rav Meir sover mefaglim b'chav is simon echad, and Rav Meir holds that you could make pigol with either one of the simon, because yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'yatzov, and the whole maisa shchita is a din of shchita. Whatever passes along the way. Mechlav the Rava the osvei meha Rava who asked the question from this doesn't hold like that. He holds that shchita is a 1 second thing. The last second is what makes it shchita. And any machshava you had before that is no machshava. It's not called shchita. The shchita is in everything's contained in that last second. Svarle aliba the Reb Meir of Reb Yehuda the ainu shchita of the soul. Rava would understand that both Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir hold ainu shchita of the soul. And the machlokas is tafas lashon rishon or not tafas lashon rishon. The kula machshava b'sof shchita habe. The entire machshava is in the end of the shchita. V'havei lechada machshava. It's one machshava. And therefore, what's it called? You have to know. Do you go after only the beginning, or do you consider the whole thing, even though it's contradictory? One machshava, at one moment, two contradictory things. V'nimlach lech l'neimer, d'ho b'shnei zeisim choshev. You can't say he changed his mind because he said it in two separate zeisim. And still, Reb Meir says that you go after the first lashon. Similar to the case where you said half this and half that, also Reb Meir would hold you go after the first lashon. Let's say Reb Meir holds ein l'shchita el v'sof, like Rava says, and the whole machshava only helps at the last second of the shchita. Like Rava who said that Reb Meir argues even where you said half this and half that. Well, you didn't change your mind. You said two contradictory things clearly. Still, he holds Tafas Lashon Rishon. And in order for it to be two separate machshavas in one thing, it would have to be that you did it all in that moment of shchita. Because if you hold that shchita is mitchila v'yatzov, then it's two separate machshavas and two different things. Nobody holds Reb Meir holds tafas lashon rishon over there. There for sure you go after both things. That's like a bay. V'acherim hainu Reb Meir. V'acherim is Reb Meir. Hilkach migmar shchita ein shos lomar shnei dvorim. At the moment that you finish the shchita, there's no time to say two separate things. The hecha de hikdim mulim varelim besov shchita mulim chay lekula. And therefore, if you said mulim and then arelim, so the mulim is chal and not the arelim. It's kosher. But if you said arelim and mulim, then the arelim is chal and the mulim is bottle. So it's if you shechted it for all arelim, and that's possible. Hikdim arelim mulim arelim chay lekula. But habere kula or lo pasla. That's the difference. It comes out that Lamaisa, how do we explain this price? So we explain it according to Rava, that English shchita el v'sof, and the machshava in shchita is at the last second, and Reb Meir holds that even if you had two separate machshavas, but they were in the same thing, you go after the first thing you said, and the second one's bottle. So if I said I'm shechting this, l'shei mulim v'arelim, then it's l'shei mulim, and it's kosher, and the arelim is bottle. You said I'm shechting of the shame arelim or mulim, right? A kazayis for arelim and a kazayis for mulim, but the shchita is all one thing. The last second is the shchita, so therefore the arelim is chal completely, and the mulim is batal. Namely, you shechted it for all arelim as possible. That's the meaning of the brisa. From all of this, Tosfos says you see clearly that what's it called that pigol is dibur. You have to say it. Because if it's machshavas, l'chora, then what's it called? So he doesn't say it on this, but you see from here also. That it's machshavas lechora, it could all be at once. Not the, whatever you thought, you thought. But there is a sheet of Tosus Shans. Most Rishonim learn like Tosus. Rashi seems like that too. You have to say it. But they hold that machshavas is enough to pass it. But there's other answers how to answer this. But I think a possible answer is there's different kinds of machshavas. There's machshava where you just nebulously think something. If that is passels, then all of this is irrelevant because you don't have to say anything, first, second, whatever. There's another kind of machshava where you actually think words. So nobody holds that you can passel something, a carbon, with just a nebulous machshava where you didn't actually verbalize it in your mind. So if you have to verbalize it in your mind, then the same halachas apply. Then it's the same metzias. It's just you didn't say it out, but you thought it in your mind. You had to think these words, not just nebulously think about a psul. It had to be as if you verbalized it, but you verbalized it in your mind. You didn't say it out. Then the same halacha is whether you said it or you said it in your mind. Same thing. Okay, let's go on. The Mara says, "I'm a rabba." Lo. Now that's not the way to explain this brisa. Really, Reb Meir holds Yeshno l'shchita metchila v'yatzov. And you could have two separate machshavas, la'reilim u'lamulim. I'm checking the first sin in la'reilim, and the second one lamulim. And since it's what's it called, two separate things, the whole mice of shchita is a long thing, so you don't say tafas l'shem rishon, you say what's it called, both machshavas are chal. And then the chorot should be kosher, no matter what you said first. The Hakamayaskin and Kagon should gomarbo the Tarvayu, Bain Lamulin, Bain Larelin. Originally you thought you're gonna shecht it both for Mulin and Arelin, which would be kosher. The Hotsi Bapiv Larelin, the Logistic, Loma Lamulim Achinigma Shita. But you said Arelin and you didn't have time to say Mulin until the Shita was finished. So you actually said only Arelin. So you shechted it at the Shem Arelin. But you thought both. So here's what Tosa says. You see, you have to say it. Because if the psul is already from what you thought, what difference does it make what you said in the end? Everything goes after what you thought. But that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's no right. That's only if you don't have to think words. Then, gomer belibo means you had in mind just this nebulous thought, but when you actually said it separately. Then, what you thought nebulously is doesn't pass it. You didn't think words. But if you thought the words, right, and then when you shechted it, you had this nebulous thought to begin with without words. And then whether you said the words or you thought the words came as you actually were doing it, then there's a difference between whether you said it or you said it in your mind. Or you just thought it in your mind without putting into words. Okay. So what's the machlokas? So here, Baha pleaded. The Reb Meir Sofer Lobo Inan Pi Velibo Shavim. Reb Meir holds, you don't need that what you said in your mouth is what you thought in your heart. Because over here, what you said is not what you thought. You intended to say both, and it would be kosher. And by accident, it came out only one. So is what you said significant or not? Or it's bottled because you didn't mean it. So Reb Meir holds, you don't need pi velibo shavim. And therefore, what you actually said, even though you didn't intend to say that, is significant. And if you only said arelim, even though you had kavana lechatchila for arelim and mulim, it's possible. And the opposite case would be kosher, where you intended to say both, and you said mulim, and you did or didn't have a chance to finish arelim. You finished it, it's good. Right? But the same opposite case would be kosher, no matter what. Whether you said arelim or you didn't have a chance to say arelim, it's kosher. Because you intended to say mulim and arelim. And the maisa, at least you said mulim. You didn't only say arelim. So therefore, it's kosher. But Rabbanan Savin, the Rabbanan who argue and say it doesn't make a difference which one comes first, for inan pi velibo shavim. And you need what's it called, pi velibo shavim. But just if you say something by mistake, doesn't count. Doesn't count. You have to mean what you say. If you just say something and you didn't mean it, then it's not chal. Rashi, b'hachav b'mayaskinon, Diktani hit the Marel and the Mulim Pasel, to go on Shigomar Beliba Lahotzi Mulim Acher Arelim. You intended to say both. The Lomar Arelim or Mulim. So you didn't have a Machshava Psula. In your mind, you intended to say a Machshava that's kosher. Kol Machshava the kosher, Motzi with evil. Here as he said, you see, you have to say it. Because otherwise, what difference does it make? When you had it in your mind, then that's what's chal. What difference with what you said? Never mind, you need to say it. And like we're saying, you have to say it verbally. It could be everybody agrees you have to say it in your mind at least. Lo boyin and piv alibo shavim, v'holach acher piv, v'ika kula oyla, v'afal pishal, v'hoya belibo oyla mitzasa. Rav Meir holds that you go after what you said, even if you didn't mean it. L'maisa, dvarim shibalei, v'inam dvarim. What you thought, we don't care. We want to know what you said. What you said was only oyla, arelim, therefore it's possible. Gemara says, the kesavar of Meir lo boyin and piv alibo shavim. Does Rav Meir then hold that what you said and what you didn't mean it is chal? I show you it's not true. For aminu, hamiskadin lomer truma, for omer meiser. You had in mind to make something truma, and by mistake you said meiser. Meiser for omer truma, or you had in mind to make it meiser, and by mistake you said truma. O she'eni nichnas labayaseh, for omer lazeh. You made a nether. I'm not going to go into this house, and you made a mistake, you said a different house. By mistake. She'eni nehen lazeh, for omer lazeh. I'm not going to have Hanor from Ruvain. That's what you meant, and you said Shimon by mistake. Lo Amar Klum, Achiu Pivalibo Shavim, and it's astonishing as Rav Meir. So you see, Rav Meir holds you need Pivalibo Shavim. Rashi, She'en in the hand of the Zer leish hazeh. Lo Amar Klum, astonishing as Rav Meir. So you see, you need Pivalibo Shavim. If you said something by mistake, even what's it called? Since you thought differently, what you said is meaningless. You have to mean what you said. And if you said it by mistake, it doesn't have an effect. And that Rav Meir Meir. Elo Amar Abaya Reisha the Amar Simin Risha Mamulim, the Simin Shani Apla Reilim. The Simin Shani Nami Psiche Be Mulim. Right? The Reisha is where you said, I'm shechting the first Simin, and you hold Yesh Lushita Mitchilo Vyatsov. So I made the first simen kula la'arelim. But the second simen, I added, what's it called, af la'arelim. No, simen rishon, not just the opposite. The first simen, I said, kula la'mulim. And the second one, even for arelim. It comes out in both simanim, there was both mulim and arelim. And mulim v'arelim is a kosher, because it's mitzvah or. There's some mulim even in the second simon. Sefer the Omer simon rishon arelim simon sheni lemulim. The second one is where he said the first simon is only for arelim, and the second simon, what's it called, is only lemulim. The simon rishon halopsicha de mulim. In the first simon was kula orla. Only in the second simon did he add mulim. So you have one simon that's kula orla. And one simen that's either partial orla or kula mulin. Rameir Tame. And Rameir says the reason that if you started with arelin, kulo, and then even if you added mulin, vipasu, to omar mefaglin v'chatzimater. Rameir holds that each part of the shrita is a separate thing. And you can make pigul even with one of the simon. And therefore, what you said on one simen is possible. If you made one simen kulo orla, it's possible. For Rabbanu l'tamayu, d'amrei mefaglin v'chatzimater, that the pigul has to be the whole shrita, not part of it. Each simen you don't look as a separate thing. Rashi, simen sheni, afli arelin, garcina, b'simen rishon, b'hoya daiko ela l'mashot shibethiv. You intended what you said. No question over here of making a mistake. You meant exactly what you said. And the first simen you said only for arelim. What's it called? Only for mulim. Well, the simen sheni are your moshif amachshavta. The second simen you added. Hilkach ki hiktim arelim the mulim nigmar simen rishon arelim. Therefore, when you said arelim first, the first simen was totally done the shem arelim and not the mulim. So, if a machshava in one simen can passel, you passeled it. It's passel. But if a machshav in one simon can't pasul, you need both simonim to pasul, then by the time you have the second simon, you already thought about mulin. So it's kosher. And this has not to do with shchita, but shchita mi tchila v'atzok, even if ain l'shchita l'vesof. But you have part of the shchita, that you, what's it called, that you, even a portion of the shchita, because any other thing is also one thing, komets, you matter the komets. So if you have kavana and the whole komets, psul, everybody holds it possible. But if you have kavana only in half of the komets, that's only a chatzi ma'at, or not, that's not a chatzi komet. You have two things that are matter according, two separate things. And you have to have pigle in both things, you have both matirin, or even in half of the matter is okay. This is Rashi explains it. The sman pigle be komets, below the lavona. The lavona below the komets, when you matir a komets of a mincha, which is like the dam of a korban, so there's two things that have to be nikter: the lavona that goes together with the flour and the oil or whatever, and both of them are matter. If you're missing the lavona, it's not matter the mincha to be eaten, or it doesn't have a kapara. If you're missing the oil and the shemen and the flour, is also nothing. So if you only were matter half of the matter, either the lavona or the what's it called, the flour. And you had kavana when you did one of them, a machshava psula, Rameir omer pigle. Rameir says pigle. Because each of the matirim you look separately. Each one's a separate thing. And therefore, what's it called, the machshava has a place to take effect. Mefagmin, mechatsi matir. Each matir is a separate thing, even though it's only mutter together. Each one's considered half. And therefore, you can be mefagel in half. And the Rabbanan hold, no, ain't mefagel b'chatzi matir. Look at both matirim as one thing. And each one's not half. Together, they're a whole. But each one is not half. And therefore, each one is irrelevant by itself. So you can't have a machshava in each half, in each one. B'chachom ain't b'kari such yifagel b'chol matir. No, it's possible. But it's not no chi of karis. In order to be a chi of karis, it has to be the whole matter. Same thing with shchita. Shchita, the matter is two simonim by an animal. So if you only have kavan in one simon, it's chatzi matter. So therefore, it's what's it called? The machshev is chatzi matter, the high chatzi matter, the shchita b'shnei ha-simonim, psichei mu'uravim. And so in each matter, Akritu said first mulim, and then said afareilim. So in both matirim, there's a machshavak shayra. The first one was kulo lemulin, the second one was partially lemulin. That's kosher. But if you said the first one kulo areli, and the second one also mulin, then the first simin has a total pasul machshava. And the second simin has a kosher machshava. So since you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir, you already pasul the carbon when you said kulo areli in the first simin. And the Rabbanan hold, no, you didn't do anything when you said this first simon, because you needed both simonim to be possible in order for it to be possible. And here, one simon was the only one that was possible, therefore the whole thing's kosher. It's not kosher, it's just not chayiv karis. It's possible, but it's not chayiv karis. Okay, so that's the machlokas, how to explain this brisa. The mulim varelim. Agav, we have this inyan of pi v'libo shavim, which taka we hold, you need pi v'libo shavim. And if you say something and you didn't mean it, l'chora, the saying is irrelevant. There's a Marami Rottenberg, the person, what's it called, was made a shliach, mekadesh a woman, for Reuven, Shimon, was sent as a shliach. And instead of saying, hareat mekudeshes le Reuven, he said, hareat mekudeshes li. But he got mixed up. He didn't mean to marry her. He meant just to say to Reuven. But he said the nusach, as everybody says. So the Maisa, is he married to her or not? Does he need a get? So since Ein Pi V'Libo Shavim, the Marami Rottenberg says, I made a mistake. I didn't say what I meant. I really meant to say Reuven. And I meant what I said to Lee, Reuven. I'm Ishliya. So therefore, she doesn't need a get from what's it called, from Shimon. Whether it helps for Reuven or not, it's a different story. But the Maisa, for Shimon, for sure, he's not married to Shimon. Okay. Hashochet is a Pesach ala chametz, obablosase. Special Israel Torah of Sishcha, al chametz dam zivchi. You can't shech the korban Pesach on chametz. And if you do, you're over a losase, and you get malchus for it. Rabbi Yehuda omer afa tomid. Rabbi Yehuda says, since it doesn't say dam pischi, dam zivchi, even if you shech the korban tomid, after chatzos, right, and you have chametz, you're also what's it called in the Zman of Korban Pesach, you shech the Korban Tomid, al chametz, you're also chayiv. Reb Shimon Omer, ha-Pesach bi-arboso l'shmo chayiv, v'shalo l'shmo potter. If you shech the Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, in the right time, l'shem Pesach, so the Korban is kosher, and you shech it al chametz, you're over the alav. But if you shech it at shalo l'shmo, you shech the Korban Pesach l'shem shlomim, so it's possible. Because Pesach, Shalom Lishmo is possible. Right? So since the carbon is possible, the Shechita is not called the Shechita. And therefore, you didn't shecht on Chometz. Right? Because the Shechita is not called the Shechita unless it's fit, unless it accomplishes something. But here the carbon is possible, didn't accomplish anything. So that's not called the Shechita. So you weren't over the Isser of Osishchat al Chometz, Dam Zivchi, because the Maisa, you didn't make a Shechita. It's called Shechita Shein Aruya. It's a shechita that doesn't have any effect. It made the korban pasul, doesn't have any effect to be matter it, it's not called a shechita. The shar kol hazvachim, and on Erev Pesach, if you shechted any other korban, bein lishmon, bein shalo, lishmon potter. Because it's only korban Pesach that, what's it called, that affects this issur, and no other korban on Erev Pesach. Uva moed, however, during Pesach, right, on chala moed, Lishmo Potter, if you shechted the shame Korban Pesach, so it's possible. You can't make a Korban Pesach during Yantav, only on Erev Pesach. So it's what's it called? It's Potter because the Korban is possible, and it's not a Shechita. Shalo Lishmo Chayim, but if you shechted at Lishem Shlomim, which now is what's kosher, now you're Chayim. Because you shechted a Korban, right? Any Korban. On Cholamoi, that's kosher. Is and you shechted it al chametz is an iser. Ushar kol hazvachim bein lishmon bein shelo lishmon chay. And all other korbanos, if you shechted them during Pesach, then you have chametz, you're over this iser. It's not only korban Pesach; it's only korban Pesach on erev Pesach. But on cholamoed, we'll learn from psukim that it applies to any korban that's kosher that you shechted al chametz and you own chametz. You're over, besides the Yisra of owning the Chometz, you're also over the Yisra of the Tishchan al-Chometz Dam Zivchi. But then since any other korban, except for Achatas, that you shech the Shalom Lishma is kosher, it just, you're not Yotze with it. Since it's kosher, the Shechit is a Shechit, and you're over the Yisra. Chutz min Achatas, Sheshach the Shalom Lishma, except for Achatas, because if you shech the Achatas, Shalom Lishma is possible. And then it's not a Shechit, so you're not over the Yisra. See Rashi? Hashochet is a Pesach al Chometz over Blosase. The Losishchad al Chometz Dam Zivchi. Afa Tomid, Shalbein Hu Arbaim, the Erev Pesach, Sheshochtu al Chometz, V'tani Yolot Igmarim. Well, we know how we know that it's not only Korban Pesach that you shecht the shame al Chometz is Asur, even Korban Atomid that you shecht it, Erev Pesach is also Asur. Rav Shimon Omar, Ha Pesach Yudalit, Sheshochtu al Chometz, Lishmo Chayim, Mishum Losishchad al Chometz. The Pesach kosher, Ushchit Aruyahi. The Pesach's kosher, that's when you're supposed to shecht it. And since you shechted a kosher korban, it's called Shechita. And Shechita you did, Al Chometz, you're over the Yisr. The Shalolish Mopater, the Pesach. But if you shechted Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, on Erev Pesach, the korban's Pesach. Pesach Shalolish Mo is Pesach. The Shechita Shein Aruyah Lav Shechita. And therefore it's a Shechita that didn't have any effect. The thing became Pesach. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds Shechita. Shena Rui is not called Shechita. And therefore, you didn't shecht anything. So you didn't shecht al chametz. V'hachi yisra Hashem v'chol dufti. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds everywhere. That if you shechted something, where the chiyuv is Shechita, the kisi adam, right? You shechted a chaya, the halacha is if you shecht something, you have to cover the blood. You shechted something, and the Shechita is possible. So it's also about no, whatever. Shechted avodah zarah. So the shechita didn't affect anything. That's not called shechita. Manel, you don't have to cover the blood. Because you didn't shecht. or ba'osho b'espinal. If you shecht the mother, you can't shecht the child the same day. If you shecht the mother in such a way that it's usher, right? The thing is usher anyway, so you didn't shecht the mother. Maybe you'll have to shecht the child, because you didn't shecht the mother. You killed her, but you didn't shecht. There's no isser of shechting a child if you killed the mother, the same thing. Only to shecht the mother. But tashlumi abra v'chamisha. The halacha is that a gamet who steals, and he shechts the animal that he stole, so he has to pay back 5 for a shore and 4 for a seh. That's only if you shecht it. But if you shoot it through the brain, you don't pay the 5 or the 4, you just pay kefir. So if you shecht it in such a way that it's usher, right, so that's not called shechita, that's like you shot it. Ushar kol hazvachim sheshechtem b'yudalet la'achar chatzos halachomets. All other korbanos, if you shecht them erev Pesach halachomets, bein lishman, bein shalol lishman, afagad shekshirim hein, to the snan, kol hazvachim shenizbechul shalol lishman kshirim, all other korbanos shalol lishman are still kosher. You're just not yotzi with them potter. Kim mefarish b'gmara. Gmara says, at the time of korban Pesach, the only korban that you're over, lo shishchar alchomets, tam zivchi, is korban Pesach. And maybe the tamid, but not all the other korbanos. When you're chayiv for shechting korban Pesach ala chametz, you're not chayiv for any other korban. Uvamoed b'solcha Pesach, im l'shmo shechtu l'Pesach ala chametz, pater milo sishchat. If you shechted the korban Pesach l'shem Pesach, it's possible. If you did it during Chol HaMoed, it's possible. There's no such thing as korban Pesach during Chol HaMoed, and therefore it's shechita shein ruya. The Pesach shlo b'zman l'shmo possible. The habil is shechita shein ruya. Shelo l'shmo, but if you shecht with the korban Pesach l'shem shlamim, elo l'shem shlamim chayim. The lahachi kor, that's what's kosher. The Chol HaMoed, the korban Pesach becomes a shlam. The habil is shechita ruya, that's good shechita. And since it's a good shechita, you're over the issue of shechting another korban during Pesach on chametz. The chayim mishum al tishchet, the habil lav de lo yiro de lo yimotze. You're going to be chayim not only lo sishchar al chametz dan zivche, you also mechayv on bayur and bayimotzi, your own chametz. Yikam Malkus nomi de shechita. Now, many bring a raya from here that Rashi holds an erev Pesach, even after chatzos, when it's usher to eat chametz, you're not over bayur and bayimotzi. Because Rashi should have said it in the first case. What? Yeah, so Rashi should have said that what's it called? That you're over bayur and bayimotzi in the first case too. We're not waiting until here. So Tzlach says no raya. Because in the first case, where you, what's it called, where you shech, it's not that you have to own the chametz. Somebody in your chabura has to own the chametz. So it could be that you're not over bali ron, bali matzeh at all. You shechted the korban Pesach, and somebody in your chabura had chametz, you're over the Yisrael lo sishchat, but you're not over bali ron, bali matzeh. During Chol HaMoed, there's no such thing as a chabura. Everybody man for himself. It's only the minuya of the shayach erev Pesach when the korban Pesach is kosher. But during Chol HaMoed, you're only over if you own the chametz. Then you're for sure over bayur and bayur matzah. So Rashi didn't say it in the first case because it's possible you don't own the chametz. It's just somebody from your chabura does. But on Chol HaMoed, there's no such thing as a chabura. You have to own the chametz. Here for sure you're over bayur and bayur matzah also. What? Yeah, whatever. So he says there's no raya from this Rashi the other way. There should be a kasher. Ushar kol hazvachim sheshachtim b'moed al hachametz bein lishmon chayiv. So hakshirin hay. Any korban that you shechted shelo lishmo is kosher. And during Pesach, you're not only over on shechting that what was the korban Pesach al hachametz, right? You shechted shelo lishmo, in other words for shlomim, you're over on every korban that you shecht during yontif. Al hachametz, you're over in Yisrael lo shishchar al hachametz tam zotzi. Umarik beforeh dekro ashar zvachim nam yisrael. The Gemara is going to explain, where do we find that on other korbanos you're also over the Yisra of Los Yishchar al-Chametz during Pesach? Chutz min achata sheshachta shelo lishma, the psulahi. You shecht achata shelo lishma, it's possible. And since it's possible, the shechita is not considered a shechita. And now you're not over the Yisra of Los Yishchar. It's not this vachim, chutz min ha-Pesach va-achatas. The time of Yishum Dechsi b'shechitas chatas, chatas he, muta, he, it's only a chatas if it's a shem chatas. He, below Hanishchetus of Shalom Lishma, has to be Davka, that you shech the Rechatus Lishma. If you didn't, then it's possible. Those are the two exceptions, Pesach and Chatus. And the Shear that you have to have is a Kazayas, like everything. Right? Just like everything, all the shurim are basically kazayas, even though here you don't have to eat it. It's nothing to do with eating, but if you shech the korban pesach al kazayas, since that's the shear of the isra of chametz, that's the when you get malchus.